This is Four State Focus. News Radio 930 WFMD talks to newsmakers throughout Frederick and surrounding counties.
Welcome to the weekend on WFMD and WFRE. Chris Michaels here, and I'm with Katie Stevens with the Frederick County Department of Agriculture. Katie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for stopping by. What exactly is your title over there?
So I serve as the director of the Frederick County Office of Agriculture.
Okay, the director. So you are the one in charge, huh?
Yes, I am.
The part of agriculture is so important, obviously, especially in Frederick County with so many farms and stuff. Just let the listeners know exactly your history with farming.
Yeah, so I grew up on a farm here in Frederick County. I was a second generation farmer on my family's dairy farm. We milked cows until about 10 years ago, where we decided to sell our herd of cows. So farmers face a lot of challenges and ups and downs in the market. So I completely understand what farmers go through every day. And I think that helps me love my job even more and make me want to help farmers be successful. So while we're not milking cows anymore, my husband and I raise a couple heifers, so young stock dairy heifers. We grow some corn, soybeans, and hay with my dad, as well as cut flowers. So we still love to be outside and farm.
You know, I've had fresh milk from the farm, and I mean, if you haven't had it out there, there is a massive difference. The taste is just amazing. I mean, you can tell the difference.
Oh yeah, fresh milk, so much better. Always got to support local.
So let's give a overview of the Department of Agriculture, Frederick County.
Yeah, so the Office of Agriculture was announced by County Executive Jessica Fitzwater back in October, her state of the county as a priority of hers and something she was going to create this year. And we're really excited that just last week, this was announced and we had the open house for the Office of Agriculture. So this elevates agriculture to a department right under the county executive's office. It brings together existing county staff that were working on the agriculture economic development side, working to support farmers and help them diversify their operations, as well as on the land preservation side, helping to preserve farms. So this really is a huge step for Frederick County. Agriculture is our leading industry. It's over a $1 billion industry here in Frederick County, and it's Maryland's largest commercial industry. So we're excited about this new office and what we can do to support farmers and really streamline the process. So farmers come into our office and it can be a one-stop shop for them. So they can meet with a staff that can help them preserve their farm. But also on the business side, you know, we want to help farmers stay viable in today's industry, make sure they can pass it on to the next generation and that the next generation feels like there is an opportunity for them to stay in agriculture.
You know, we were just talking about this a little while ago before we got on air. I noticed one of the biggest things is it doesn't seem like a lot of the newer generation of children want to continue farming. How do we change that? How do we show the next generation how much of an impact farming has, how great it actually is?
Yeah, so, you know, we find that today's youth are so far removed from agriculture. So I think it's about showing all the new opportunities in agriculture. Agriculture isn't what it used to be 20 or 30 years ago today. Or today, there is so much technology involved in agriculture. You can do hydroponic lettuce. We have those types of facilities here in Frederick.
Wait, I'm sorry, what is that?
Hydroponic lettuce. So you're growing plants in water. So instead of soil, you can grow completely indoors. It's not outdoors, it's indoors in a, you know, in a facility growing lettuce or growing a variety of plants. You know, there's so much technology and modern things that are coming to agriculture. You can grow flowers, you can grow vegetables. And you don't need hundreds of acres. That is the really cool thing about agriculture now. You can make a living on small plots of land, selling specialty crops, selling directly to the consumer. And that's one of the things we're really trying to do through our office is connecting farmers with markets that are here in Frederick that help them be more economically viable and get a higher price tag for their product.
You know, some of the older school farmers out there might not like the way the technology is. They might like doing things the old school way. But now that I think about it, if you're able to grow your, for example, lettuce inside, well, the weather climate won't hurt you, obviously, like it can. So how would you convince the old school farmers, besides what I just said, of the technology and how it can actually work?
You know, so there's a place for everybody in agriculture, and that's the great thing. And technology plays a role in all of our farms and our operations. So even somebody that's growing corn and soybean, they have technology such as GPS in their tractors that help them steer and navigate the fields and ensure nutrients are put on the right place in the field. And so there's so much technology now across agriculture. But what we're really finding is as that next generation comes back to the farm, they're bringing even new ideas. They're doing things different than their parents did or their grandparents did. But that's all a piece of modern agriculture. But our office is here to support every type of farm, whether you're small or you're large, whether you're growing corn and soybeans, milking cows, or growing hydroponic lettuce. We want to provide services that support those businesses.
You know, it's surprising that, a county like Frederick County just started this recently. I mean, you know, Frederick County's long been known, still is, as an agricultural county. But I find it interesting, too, because we were just talking about, too, the way Frederick is building up. We're losing a lot of farms, but you don't need as many acres, like you just said, to farm with the new technology that's out there.
Yeah, so Frederick, agriculture has been our largest industry, and we've seen other counties that have had Office of Agriculture. Montgomery County has had one for over 10 years.
Wow.
So really cool what we can learn from them on how successful their office has been. And while, you can farm on smaller plots of land, growing specialty crops, vegetables, flowers, we also need our larger operations that are growing corn and soybeans or raising livestock that are all a part of feeding our country. You know, farmers are a critical resource in our country to feed our population. And we're really lucky here in the United States that, so much of our food is grown here. And we want to make sure we can do that in the future.
So essentially, it's a really good partnership between the farms and the county. What do you think is the toughest things that farmers have to deal with? Obviously, the weather is a big one, but what else is there out there?
Yeah, so farmers, it's really challenging business. Weather is a key one. The regulatory process, they have regulations at the federal, the state, the local level. In trying to navigate them, that is actually one thing our office helps farmers do, is actually navigate those regulations, especially here at the local level. But also pricing of their products. Such a large portion of our farms are selling into the market that they can't control those pricing. Our dairy farms, dairy has become very challenging because they can't control their price. It's dictated by people well outside of Maryland. And so that's really hard for them when they know how much it costs to purchase the land, how much it costs to feed those cows, as well as labor. And they can't make up for those costs.
So basically you're saying that all that is because of what happens in Washington, D.C., not being able to control.
Yeah. So the way milk is priced, it's priced. Actually, good luck trying to find somebody that can fully explain how milk is priced.
Right.
And the milk marketing orders are really outdated. But a lot of the products are on the Chicago Board of Trade. And so farmers just can't control that price.
And one thing people don't realize is farmers, it's not like they make a massive amount of money. They work extremely hard for the money they make.
Yeah, they do. Farming is a way of life.
You gotta love to do it.
You do. You do have to love to do it. They're not here to get rich. I just saw today that corn has dropped again. Corn prices, it's below $4 a bushel. That makes it hard for farmers to pencil out and to make a living. And so that's really challenging for our farmers. It's just a really hard time, but, they love what they do. As somebody that grew up in this industry, I think farmers are some of the best people. We love to be on the land. We love to provide for our community. We just wish we could control prices.
The thing with farmers too is if something happens or if there's a natural disaster, who's the first to help? It's usually farmers to help the county. I wonder now that you guys started this department, if there's any way you can partner up with the Frederick County school systems and kind of maybe teach more about farming to the students. That might be a goal to maybe help teach the next generation, show them how great farming is.
Yeah, education's key.
Yeah.
We know that. So we will be working, closely with the University of Maryland Extension Service. So they have the 4-H program is under them, all about teaching youth all throughout the county about agriculture and about professional development and growth, leadership development, as well as working with our agriculture educators that are in our schools. So we're really lucky here in Frederick that all but one of our high schools have an ag education program. So we will be working closely with them. We have in the past and we will in the future to ensure that the curriculum meets the needs of our farmers. what's happening in the agriculture community. We have the most ag education students in the state of Maryland, but that doesn't mean we can't do more. There's been conversations about whether we need ag education in middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
But then also a piece of that is getting kids out to the fair. So every year, a partnership with FCPS and the Great Frederick Fair that we're happy to support is getting over 5,000 elementary school kids to the fair to tour and learn about the agriculture pieces, whether that's the animals, the buildings, learning about careers in agriculture, just a great partnership there. But going forward, the county actually has a Canode Farm Park in Thurmont that is going through the master planning process that will include ag education and can be another opportunity on getting kids out to the farm throughout the year, having them put their hands in the dirt and actually learning to grow products here in Frederick County.
You know, Katie, you took the words out of my mouth because you were talking about the high schools, and I was literally just going to say, well, maybe we need to start them younger, teach them at the elementary school level about how great farming is, and do more field trips. I mean, we have field trips to the Capitol, to science centers and stuff like that. But maybe we need to take them to farms, field trips to farms to show and teach them how important farmers are, where we get our food from. And I like the fact that if you're going to team up with somebody, Great Frederick Fair is perfect. You kind of letting the kids have fun and go on the rides, but yeah, teaching them about farming.
Yeah, so actually during the fair, the fair is school tours. They don't get to go on the ride. They can come other times, obviously, and enjoy that part. But that part is all about the education, which is really cool. I believe we have to get younger kids out to the farm. They have to feel what it's like to grow product, to pick, an eggplant off a plant and, learn how to actually prepare that and teach their families. Because when kids are excited, families become excited. And I think kids at a young age are learning and deciding on what their careers are going to be. And so what a better place than learning about ag education at a young age to help shape their future.
You know, not only that, but even for those students that might not be interested in becoming farmers, obesity is rough in our country right now, unfortunately. And kids aren't playing outside like they used to be, and they're just eating sugary processed foods. Well, it's good education to teach them, eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, so, our office, while we're here to support farmers, we're also here to promote local products. So through the Homegrown Frederick brand, it's about connecting consumers with farms on where they can buy stuff. And so this is a free service to farmers that we put out a yearly publication that anyone can take advantage of. We have a website and social media that people can find where they find local produce. They can find local meats, local cheese and dairy products. Because it's important that we teach people where their products come from and that they can eat healthy right here in Frederick County. But then that goes back to how do they learn how to cook with that? Because some of the vegetables grown, people haven't historically learned to cook. And so one of the things the University of Maryland has worked on is actually helping to teach the parents how to use that product, how to cook with it, and how to make something that kids would like to eat. And I think that's something we need to do more of in the future, because just because you grow something, if you don't know how to cook it right, people aren't going to eat it. And you think, oh, I never want to try that again. But really, if it's cooked right and the kid learns to, likes it, they're going to want to do that more and they're going to want to eat really healthy. And I think it's a great opportunity for us in Frederick.
Yeah, that's true. It's a really good point because Brussels sprouts, as a kid, we didn't like to eat Brussels sprouts, but if there's a certain way you can make it to where, it's flavorful, kids might actually like it. And also, too, for me, I got to tell you, I agree with everything you said. I'm fully on board with shopping local, farmers markets. You find some of the best products in farmers markets. So, I'm thinking, did you launch your website already?
So we do have a new website for the Office of Agriculture.
Okay.
So www.frederickcountymd.gov /agriculture. But on the consumer side, we have homegrownfrederick.com where people can search for local products. They can look for the farmers markets. They're all listed there.
That was my next question. Yep. You read my mind.
As well as community supported agriculture. You can look for restaurants that buy and support local farms. So that is all on that website. That's easily accessible and searchable for everyone. But also another piece of this is the Farm to School. So Farm to School is a group here in Frederick that has really committed to getting local farm fresh products into our school system and teaching kids about them. So they've had a partnership for several years. Kentucky Mountain Orchard is one farm that has been in there several times.
They are so good. We love their products there.
Yeah, so they're taking apples in and getting kids to experience what fresh local apples taste like. You know, it's not the red delicious apple you buy in the store, but these are products you want to eat. And so when kids learn, oh, this cut up apple, you know, they're doing taste testings. They want to support them. They're also through farm to school, sharing recipes on how do you cook these products at home. They're working with Pleasant Hill Produce, getting fresh local produce into our schools, Moon Valley Farm in Woodsboro. So really trying to get farmers into the school and let kids connect and meet the farmer face to face.
You know, and you know, so many, you know, you have like a career day. If we can get more farmers, basically like what you said, to go in and talk to career day. And, you know, if you take a look, just use apples as an example. You take a look at the apples that you get in the supermarket. Look, I don't want to put, you know, apples from the supermarket down because they come from farms too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's different from where, you know, you get local. I mean, you could just see the difference if you just look at the apples alone, where you get an apple from a local farmer's market or something you get in a supermarket. It's just a massive difference. It's so much healthier, and the taste is, to me, is a lot different.
It is. You know, I love fresh local products. You know, the more we can support our farmers, it keeps your dollars here, but it also keeps our farming community thriving and active. You know, keeping your, spending your money here with a local farm helps to support the rural economy. And if you like Farms in Frederick, you know, it's a really important piece of that.
You know what? I wonder too, because we were talking about local restaurants. I too like to go to local restaurants that support local farms. I wonder if down the road there would be some kind of initiative through the county to local restaurants. Hey, you know, if you support a local farm or if you buy produce from a local farm, maybe there's something that could be done, you know, down the road to help that business.
I think that's a great idea. We've seen other counties do it, and something definitely to consider in the future.
Because, you know, it people don't realize you can really taste the difference in the food. Okay, you know, if in the ingredients, if you go to, I'm Italian, so you know, when I was growing up in New York, my uncle would grow tomatoes in the house, and you can taste the difference between his tomatoes when he made gravy or whatever you bought at a supermarket. You know, just that little bit, you could taste the difference in the food. That's why if you want to cook a big dinner, I always say get local ingredients.
Yeah.
People will love the food much better.
And the products you buy will last longer in your fridge. You know, they haven't, they're picked and they're sold to you in a very short amount of time. They haven't been on a truck. They haven't had to get shipped to a grocery market. So they're going to last longer on your shelf as well.
You know, I do have a question, and I want your honest opinion on this. Again, we've mentioned that Frederick County is developing so fast. Thurmont, of course, Frederick City, obviously, is developing so fast. Are you afraid that we might lose more and more of our farms? Or do you think Frederick County could always be agricultural?
You know, my hope is that we can continue to be an agriculture county. So over 57% of our land mass is actually zoned for agriculture in Frederick County. So we're the largest ag county. But, you know, it's something we definitely have to monitor. Is the growth and development, and how do we do that smart while also protecting our agriculture community and our legacy and ensuring that farmers can remain viable in the future?
And I don't want people to listening to this to think that I'm not against developing, obviously. You know, you always want to develop, but you don't want to develop too much to where we lose what brought us here, what brought us to the game, agriculture. Like you take a look at Florida, you know, you have so many these orange groves that are being lost because they're developing so fast. We don't want to wind up like that.
Yeah, we have to be really smart about our growth and our development. So we're not losing our best farmland, that farmers can still make a living. They can be profitable. It's just something we constantly have to monitor.
And another thing I want to talk about, I think is very important that our farmers learn about is agricultural grants. How does that work?
So through the county in 2020, there was a proposed increase in the recordation tax by $1, a recordation tax that is paid at settlement. And so with that, we were able to propose that if we're going to increase the recordation tax to fund more land preservation, how can we take some of that fund and help farmers diversify their operation? I like to call it, we can't just preserve the farm without preserving the farmer. That's kind of something I live by. And so this grant helps us preserve the farmer. Capital, access to capital is a challenge for our farmers, especially as they're trying new things on their operation. And so that recordation tax increase was passed in 2020. And so we were able to award our first grants in early 2021. This dedicates now going forward, there is $250,000 that is awarded to local farmers every year through this grant program.
How much was that?
$250,000. Yeah.
That's great.
So over the course since 2021, we've awarded over $1.3 million. We were able to utilize some of the federal American Rescue Plan Act funds to boost that a little bit. But we've created over 280 jobs here in Frederick County on our local farms, help farmers diversify, get into selling more local products, do things that keep their farm truly economically viable. We have farms that are doing more agritourism through cut your own flowers, doing geothermal heating in their greenhouse. A lot of technology coming into play, walk-in coolers so they can sell meat and produce right off their farm that they historically haven't been able to. So it's just a really exciting thing for Frederick. This grant actually opens again on March 1st. So we have two grant cycles a year, so $125,000 each time. And so our second round for this fiscal year opens March 1st and will close March 31st. So it's just a really exciting time for Frederick that we can support our farmers in this way. This program has been a model across the state of Maryland now since 2020, which is hard to believe. It's such a short amount of time. Other counties are trying to implement it. And it actually was just awarded the Maryland Economic Development Award for a large program, large county program of the year. So it's just a great thing that helps farmers create jobs and do more here in the community. And what we've found is for every dollar of county investment into those operations, there's been $5.64 in private investment into that same project. So farmers, are getting a little piece from the county and they're able to put some of their funds with it to create a lot of economic opportunity. And it's been really good across the board because in addition to creating projects that support that farm, it's created projects that have supported our greater agriculture community. We've been able to help fund a malt house. So Frederick has a thriving beer community and distilling community. And so this malt house has been able to provide local grain to those operations through their expansion. We have a beverage testing facility. So previously, any craft beverage business or kombucha, if they needed testing, they would have to send it well out of state. So it takes a lot of time and a lot of money. So now we have a facility like that right here over in Burkittsville that we were able to help fund. So projects like that are truly benefiting our greater community.
You know, I think too, I'm thinking the farmers, have you talked to a lot of them? Are they happy about this?
Yeah, farmers are so happy. You know, they're just really appreciative of the support and that Frederick is so committed to local agriculture.
Because I think one of the things, too, that drives farmers and a lot of us crazy is we feel like that a lot of farmers, unfortunately, get forgotten in this country. You know, they don't get the credit that they deserve. Obviously, you know, of course, our heroes are, you know, police, nurses, doctors, teachers, but they're forgotten that without farmers, you know, it's a domino effect. You know, when you have a farmer, not only do you have food, but you have, like you said, you have jobs, job opportunities for people.
Yeah. So, you know, farmers provide the food and fiber as well as beverages, you know, in our community, in our country. And we are really blessed by that. But then the ripple effect of what all is supported by, you know, whether you're on farm or not, there is an immense amount of support businesses. We have manufacturing jobs around equipment, you know, tractors, yeah, lawnmowers, implements that go behind our tractors. We have processing for products, whether, you know, if the farmer is not selling it, you know, it's still got to end up as a food product that goes to the store. There's processing jobs. So if you look at the greater agriculture community, I mean, it's a massive industry.
What if a farmer is listening to this now and they feel like they could use some help, what kind of help also do you offer them?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, you know, if there's Mother Nature, I mean, that we know that can be a horrible thing for farmers. Too much rain, not enough rain.
Yeah. So, you know, we work with a variety of partners here in Frederick and across the state, including the Soil Conservation District, the Farm Bureau, the Agriculture Business Council, and the NRCS, you know, and Farm Service Agency, working to connect our farmers with opportunities that may be out there depending on what's going on, whether that's an extreme weather event, drought. We serve as a liaison between farmers and county government, really trying to break down barriers in the regulatory process, because that is one of the biggest things we find is farmers just don't understand how to go through the process. You know, it can be very challenging when you don't have lawyers and design professionals on your side. And so we serve as that for farmers. And one of the biggest things our office does now is the land preservation. You know, Frederick's preserved over 72,000 acres of farmland, and we're going to continue to reach to preserve up to 160,000 is the current goal with the County Executive Fitzwater, because we know that farmers need access to land to continue to farm. And so that is one of our big priorities. So we have a variety of programs that can help farmers in different ways to preserve their land and get payment in return for the development potential of those farms.
And I wonder too, because we only have less than a minute left before we wrap up. I wonder too if there's a way if younger people want to learn farming or agriculture through schooling, if the county might down the road be able to help out with that.
Because yeah, it's expensive, you know. It might be something we can help out with. But I would tell anybody that's interested in it to please feel free to reach out to me. We'll connect you with organizations that can help you in the time being. Make sure you have all the information possible and how we as a county can help support you as well.
Well, can you, before you go, can you again one more time the website?
Yes, frederickcountymd.gov/agriculture.
Well, Katie Stevens, I got to tell you, you gave some great information, and I think this is a project that's going to be successful with all the farmers that we have here. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Four State Focus has been a public service of News Radio 930 WFMD.